Offsides! Offsides!
There will be unexpected moments in the game of rugby.
When you launch, you have to launch together.
Coach Chris Miller makes sure his athletes know that.
There's always something that's going on that's challenging you, some type of adversity that you've got to work through.
It's the bond Granite Bay Rugby feels as a team that pushes them to have each other's backs when those unexpected moments arise.
This group of people, they just like always motivate you. Just like always, just one team, one family, one brotherhood. Just nobody gives up, everybody grinds.
But that grind towards getting better doesn't just apply to practice.
It was pretty emotional when it happened. It was, still is, just because he's such a great kid and such a big component of this team. To see him go down like that was tough.
During a match last month, their teammate, 17-year-old Tyson Wasser, had a stroke.
If you watch video, our sideline is over to the right, and you can see he's trying to make his way over to our bench, but he keeps gravitating to the left.
The stroke, they'd later learn, was caused by a blood clot in his neck.
I've been playing with him since I was 8 years old. The most selfless person you ever meet, most hardworking. He's going to give 110% for everybody.
And now Tyson is putting that energy towards getting well.
It's been a pretty crazy experience.
We talked to Tyson over Zoom. He's walking, a milestone after not being able to move his left arm or leg when he first arrived to the rehabilitation facility in Vallejo. He's undergoing physical, occupational, and speech therapy.
They've been my biggest supporters, I think, throughout the whole thing, other than my parents, of course. Just the whole organization's been so helpful to us.
We got Tyson strong. We made up some t-shirts and some wristbands, but the boys have decided to dedicate the last run to him.
The team is set to play in the national championships next week. Tyson's strength driving them.
To know that he's going through that and that we're still able to be out here, we know that we got to do it for him.
How'd that session go?
The team, he says, is keeping him strong too.
It's been my family and the team. They've been helping me hold my head high throughout the whole situation.
In Granite Bay,
I'll definitely be watching and cheering them on.
Leanne Denyer, KCRA 3 News.
GoFundMe is raising money to help Tyson's family with the medical expenses. He hopes to be out of the rehabilitation center by the end of the month. I'm sure he's going to get there.
Oh, there's one more thing, sir.
You wouldn't happen to know Tyson's vaccine status, would you?
Seemed to point towards heat exhaustion, but then as he giggled about something, it became pretty clear that he had his smile was not symmetrical, which is one of the signs of a stroke, but with a 17-year-old, not something that you think as a first, second, or third,
absolutely,
or even fourth, fifth. It's pretty far down the line with a 17-year-old.